Miss any of the show? You can get Sheeman and Shepherd all the time with Sheeman and Shepherd On Demand. Available on 99.3ESPN.com and iTunes. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
I'm Craig Sheeman with Pete Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN, and the 99.3 ESPN app. It is a Friday, 2 hours down, two to go here, live and local, 2 to 6 every weekday. Coming up, we're going to get back into our degenerateness as we are going to put some Skittles on these this brand new American.
I got some household names.
Is it Allegiance of American Football? The AAF. I can't
Alliance.
Get the name, I can't get the name straight.
For God's sakes, man.
I can't get it straight. I'm trying to figure out if this is going to fly or not. So we'll do that in just a little bit. We do have a guest in studio. Shannon Lane is with us from the Boys and Girls Club of Lee County. Shannon, welcome. How are you?
Hi, thank you so much. Excited to be here with you guys.
You're class the place up a little bit. Thank you for being with us for a few minutes. You have a couple of events we're going to talk about as well. And I know one is near and dear to Pete as well, being a Red Sox fan. We carry the Red Sox on this station, but the 14th annual Evening with the Red Sox is coming up, right?
We are so excited to celebrate our World Series champions. We're going to welcome them back to their southern home on February 19th at JetBlue Park. Oh, and we are just stoked to celebrate with them.
Wow. What was your favorite part?
Well, I'm sorry?
What was your favorite part of the World Series?
Oh, here we go.
Just winning.
Did you stay up for the 18-inning game?
I did. And the breakout, well, I dozed in and out, yeah. So let's be realistic. But the breakout with Pierce... Man, we love him now. Mm-hmm. And I tell people about that, and they go, who is that? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, he changed the game for us.
Instead of Sheeman and Shepherd, it's going to be Shannon and Shepherd talking Red Sox
hire
for
this
the
woman.
Next couple of minutes.
Like Seinfeld.
All right, so this event, the Evening with the Red Sox, is the 19th of February. So that's a couple weeks from now. Wait a minute, is it less than that?
From next Tuesday.
Week from now. My math is really poor today for some reason. So it's at JetBlue Park. And we tell everybody how they can be involved in this. And,
absolutely.
Show up.
We are thrilled to welcome our friends in Southwest Florida to join us on February 19th, JetBlue Park. This is the 14th year that Ted Todd Insurance has been our presenting sponsor. Mm-hmm. So big kudos to them. And how you get involved. There are individual tickets as well as group rates available on our website for sale. And that's loveleekids.org. Lee as in Lee County.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's important. You might come up with something else if you look up the wrong name.
Oh, okay. My goodness.
Oh, really?
So let's be careful. Let's make sure we go to loveleekids.org. There's also something really exciting this year. We're running the Ultimate Red Sox Fan Experience Raffle. $50 enters you to win tickets for four to two different games in Boston plus hotel accommodations. You go to a game one day in the grandstand. The next day, you're going to a game and you're sitting on the Green Monster.
Really?
So it's a fabulous package. All proceeds of everything benefit the Boys and Girls Club of Lee County right here in our own community. So it's a awesome opportunity to get involved. And if you can't make it, we have something really exciting this year. Yeah. Our entire silent auction is going to be online.
Yeah.
So you can self-register and you can bid from every red light you stop at in Lee County. You can bid from while you're doing your radio show.
Nice.
We have some fantastic trips and sports memorabilia, something for everyone in that auction.
Well, tell us about the Boys and Girls Club. I think a lot of people most people get what goes on in that great organization, but for those who don't, just explain what exactly you do.
For us, it's most important that every child has a safe and supportive place to be when schools close.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a struggle to find affordable child care in our community. And right now, we know that nearly 26,000 public students in Lee County go home alone every day.
Really?
Now, what could you accomplish in 1 hour of free time without your parents watching over your shoulder when you were a teenager? Okay, now times 26,000 in our community.
Wow.
And that's what we're here for. We're there to welcome them every day after school. We have 5 clubs in the county, and they're neighborhood-based, so they get off the bus right at our school, or right at our club, and then we are there to do life. It's about making sure you have your homework done, checking that, providing additional tutoring or resources if they need that. And then after they have a meal with us, they'll have that full meal. And then they rotate through character building, heart healthy exercise. Then it's about building a child. But what's most important, kids need a place to practice independence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, they need a safe place where they can lead, they can engage, they can try new things, explore opportunities. But really, that's how they find what their full potential is when they have the opportunity to try new things.
You're making me feel bad because now you're bringing up some memories. When I got home from school, if I had no parental supervision, it was down in the basement, turning the TV on, cracking a Coca-Cola, and wasting about 4 hours before parents came home and I had to start doing homework, right?
But the risky thing
Look
was
at me now, though, Shannon.
You were just wasting that time, but now there's so many more dangers. You know, if a child had a really rough day, say you have a teenage girl and she comes home from middle school, gets off the bus alone, and she had a rough day at school, you have no idea who she's going to turn to on that electronic device. What if there's a creepy old dude who starts telling her she's pretty and she's smart? And, you know, that's the type of stuff we want to stop by giving them a place to go that's for them.
Yeah.
And it's staffed with professional people who are there to do life with them.
That's fantastic.
Where is the facility in Lee County?
So we have five.
Yeah.
We're from Suncoast in North Fort Myers. We have two in Fort Myers. We have one in Lehigh. And then we have one in Bonita.
Okay.
And each club has its own personality. And what we do is a ton of fundraising, like this event with our Boston Red Sox, like the event we're going to do with you guys in the Junior Angler.
Yes.
And the reason we do that is because we only charge $10 a year for them to come every day after school.
Really?
That means when schools close, we're open on President's Day, on spring break, summer, that's when we're there.
Daycare is like $500 a week for some people. You tell me $10 for a year and you can just go hang out and do things?
Absolutely, because we do not want a child to ever be turned away for their inability to pay.
Well, real quick, because I know you don't do this, but one of our texters says, Shannon, lots of great energy. How about an evening with the Marlins? It will comprise of Derek Jeter, two old guys from Naples. You have to go to every Marlins game with Chris.
How funny is this? So I was going through our memorabilia that we're going to be auctioning off, and I called them, and I was like, why is there so many Jeter pieces in here?
Oh.
Like, come on, man. What are you doing with all this Jeter stuff?
Jeter! Yeah. That's great.
Craig's favorite word is harbor, but he always, you know, or chowder.
Down by the harbor. Yeah. Have some chowder. I got a great Boston accent. I'm pretty spot on with it.
So awful.
That's terrible.
Shannon Lee is with us from the Boys and Girls Club of Lee County. Again, it's the 14th annual evening with the Red Sox. What kind of memorabilia could one get? I'm sure Pete will be all
over
this.
I just picked it up today, so we'll be photographing it. I'll go live on the auction over the weekend.
Yeah.
I saw a really cool Brady piece. I saw a World Series commemorative piece. We have a Mookie Betts signed jersey, World Series framed. It's gorgeous. We're also doing a live auction at the facility, and it's just going to be a jersey auction with some of your favorite players who we didn't pay them enough to say their name yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right.
Gotcha.
But also at our event, we're going to have Coach Cora. We're going to have Sam Kennedy. We're going to have Dombrowski. It's going to be really spending time with them. There'll be a Q&A with Tom Caron from Nesson.
Yeah.
So we look forward to just having the biggest launch party of spring training and celebrating this World Series win.
All really good people. Craig's still upset Dombrowski left the Tigers to come to the Red Sox, but Sam is...
J.D. Martinez. I could go on and on. How many ex-Tigers are...
Sam Kennedy did a weekly show with him for a year. Great. Obviously, the president. Great, great guy. And Tom is one of the best out there, Tom Caron, and they're just great people to work with.
They absolutely are, and they take time with our kids as well, because we bring kids to the event so that they can meet them and see where the money's going, right? And last year, I was so impressed with Coach Cora and how engaged he was with our members and just chit-chatting with them and laughing. Also, David Price really spent a lot of time with our kids. He was so down-to-earth with them. This year, you know, Eduardo Nunez has already reached out and wants to do something with the kids. We're so fortunate to have this amazing team in our community, right?
I totally agree. Is there a way? We have somebody texting and would like to volunteer. Is there I'm sure there's a process you have to go through.
There is. We do background checks and fingerprinting, but we love volunteers, and you can get all of that information if you visit our website at that lovelykids.org.
Okay.
Good answer. And also, we're about to have our Southwest Florida Junior Anglers competition out. It's our second annual.
Yeah.
You were involved last year, and I believe a portion of the funds that everybody, when they sign up, for their kids to go out there and go fishing. Portion of it goes to you guys at the Boys and Girls Club as well. So
that is, and there's twofold why we love that event. Number one, we love raising money so we can serve more kids.
Right.
But number two, it's an event for the children. Mm-hmm. And when you take a kid fishing, that's when you're introducing them to this beautiful resource we have of water in our ocean. And when they fall in love with that, they protect that for us. Yeah. And then that will protect our future waterways. So sign your kids up. Take them out fishing that day. It's a great time. No better way to make memories with your own child. And I heard that they even have a captain who, if you don't have a boat, they'll take your kid fishing, right?
Yeah. How we cool confirm that, Chris? That? I think we were putting
up to
that
how
together
many? 15
yeah,
on the boat?
I haven't heard the confirmation on that, but I know it's in the works. Yeah, so, okay. We'll get all the kids out on the water if they want to go fishing.
So there's different great opportunities to get involved, but I feel like that is a great way to raise some funds and support other children, but also have a fabulous Saturday with your own child.
That's great.
You have with the night with the Red Sox and our fishing tournaments coming up. I mean, that's just all condensed here in the next 3 or 4 weeks. You have other events like this throughout the year, all 12 months of the year?
We also do something with Minnesota Twins that's super cool.
Oh, really?
So with them, we know that their fans are awesome, right? They're so down to earth and kind.
Unlike Red Sox fans, I might add.
I didn't think that at all.
It doesn't matter where I am. It's always
he always picks at you, right? We'll work on that together.
I'm
guys
always a victim on this show.
I probably won't be invited to this event.
I'm going
to
have a team building
but
activity
skipper,
with you.
When you meet their skipper, he's supposed to come out. Rockabilly Deli went to my high school.
Okay. So Minnesota Twins, really quick. If you have a ticket to that day's game, you can make a $40 donation to the Boys and Girls Club and then arrive 3.5 hours before the start of the game, and they'll take you down on the field, and you can watch batting practice standing on the field with the players.
Really?
It's super cool. Everyone who does it raves about it. Now, Boston Red Sox don't warm up over there, so it doesn't. You don't get to see them. But on the other games, you do see the visiting teams warm up as well.
Wow. Okay.
Oh,
you're close
great
enough to hear their conversations, hear the coaches get after them. It's really cool.
Craig and I had the opportunity to throw out the first pitch for a miracle game about a
year
and a half
ago. Did you one-hop it or you make it?
I have no recollection
of that, Senator.
Tell him
the truth, Peach. I've got video. He three-hopped it.
I could have thrown. No, I about too hot. I could have thrown. I hadn't thrown. You know.
I grooved a heater about 90 miles an hour on the edge of the plate.
He threw the worst pitch. I could have done that. I could have
mine
just
did not
lobbed
hit the ground. My baseball was clean.
Did you do it at the same time? Were you like the?
No, one after the other.
They wouldn't let us.
He embarrassed himself first, and then I cleaned up the mess.
You were the cleanup.
Right, yeah.
I got you.
I was the Craig Kimbrell. Okay. I got it done at the
next
end
time. I want to be there. I want to see.
Yeah.
You know, you guys pick at each other so much. I need to build a team here. We love
each
other.
They're not going to us back.
Yeah, we didn't
get to. We disgraced the game.
Because you three-hopped in the guy on the side.
I think it was two.
You thought you were Louis Tiant or something.
I did.
When
I did
you turn your
Louis
back
Tiant
to the plate, that's not good.
No, it wasn't.
Only Louis Tiant.
Did you have
Louis
a cigar
Tiant
in your mouth when you did it?
I would have. I could have. Louis's down here a lot. His son Dan is down here. Great guy. Yeah.
Yes, he really is, and he spends a lot of time here. Mm-hmm. And now what do they have? They have a liquor company as well, the
liquor company,
Tiant family.
A cigar company, they are a wonderful family.
And it's not rum. I thought it was going to be rum, but it's not. Mm.
All right, Shannon, any other details we need to get out there that we missed? I think we covered it.
I think we covered everything. You guys can invite me back anytime you want.
I got to tell you something, Shannon. You are very good on the radio, and I'm not just saying that because you're sitting in front of me.
Totally
are you
agree
sure?
Like,
you
got it.
No, seriously. You got it going on the radio.
Energy.
It's all good.
No, it was a
very
lot of
precise
fun, but I think there's so many opportunities for folks to get involved with spring training and help different nonprofits all around our county. So just look for those unique opportunities, and then you have a cool experience, and your money goes to a great cause. So.
All right, that's fantastic. Shannon Lane, everybody, from the Boys and Girls Club of Lee County, thank you very much for coming
Thanks,
on.
Shannon.
Thank you, guys.
You
I
rock
enjoyed it.
We'll have more
awesome
information on our website as well. We're going to go from talking about something wholesome like helping out kids in Lee County to talk about degenerate gambling of AAF football this weekend.
Is there a Facebook page or anything? People
we do. We have Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all the things.
Excellent.
All right. We will link up. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
One of them thinks cooking is cool. The other thinks white tube socks are. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Roll back water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on?
Roll back water, keep on rolling.
Sheeman and Shepherd and the Doobie Brothers on a Friday.
Never seen that. I want to see them so badly.
They're still, like, with us? All of them?
I don't
know. Is it the Doobie Brother? They are. They were good back in the
first
day.
First time I saw them was on What's Happening.
With Rerun?
Rerun was...
Hey!
That was Dwayne. Rerun got caught bootlegging the concert at the high school.
Yeah.
And he was jumping up and down, shaking around the tape recorder.
I remember that episode.
It was a two-part episode, but most of it was music. You know, it was pretty cool.
I haven't thought of that show
in
30 years.
That show was hysterical. First 3 years.
Yeah, still alive.
Oh, very good. Good.
And they're not actually brothers.
Right.
No.
Just the Doobie Brothers.
Right.
Doobie with a reference
No, I got you. I know what the Doobie means.
All right.
You made it sound like the Allman Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah, a group about peanuts. No, come on.
I'm kidding.
All right. A very lovely visit with Shannon Lane from the Boys and Girls Club just a moment ago.
She's her own show.
Yeah, she does.
Podcast, yeah.
Earlier in the day, John Ireland, the voice of the Lakers, was with us. The Lakers, pretty much ground zero of everything going on in the NBA these days. Been very entertaining. That was a good conversation. Now, as we have educated you, we have football this weekend. And maybe we didn't educate everybody. Maybe you knew. But the Alliance... I got to get this right. The
Nailed it.
Alliance of American Football begins a 10-game schedule. Is it a 10-game schedule? Four teams, 10 games this spring. By the way, next spring we'll have this league if it still stays around, and the XFL. These are leagues that are sort of competing with the NFL, but not head-to-head. These are spring leagues.
This one feels like the NFL is kind of – it's on the NFL Network.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This one, the Alliance, feels like it's –
a developmental?
If it works, it will turn into at least a loose affiliation, like a developmental league.
Does that mean the XFL feels like a competitor
Yes.
and the league wants them to fail?
That's the way it
I don't
seems
know what the
to
XFL
me.
Is going to do. I don't know what the rules are going to be. They might be more liberal with their rules.
Got Stoops.
Who knows?
Yeah, the XFL's got Bob Stoops. Got Pep Hamilton.
But in case
that's why
wondering,
he left Michigan to be the head
Pep
coach
Hamilton.
At Washington.
And oh, is that? And GM. I mean, he signed today.
Which Washington?
XFL.
Yeah.
Right?
The territory or the state?
D.C.
D.C.
Okay. I think.
Yeah. No, it's D.C.
That's what I assume.
Yeah.
Okay.
So in the AAF, the Eastern Conference, in case you don't know, the Atlanta Legends, the Birmingham Iron, the Memphis Express, and the Orlando Apollos. I'm adopting them as my team. Meanwhile, the Western Conference includes the Arizona Hotshots, the Salt Lake Stallions, the San Antonio Commanders, and the San Diego Fleet. What do you mean, eh? Spurrier's coaching the Orlando
Apollos. I don't know if you can do that.
I just did. What do you mean I can't do it?
You don't want him to have a team?
Yeah, just...
Well, yeah.
I'd like to see a local team win.
So help me God, if this team wins a championship, I'm done with you, Pete Shepard. I'm absolutely done with you.
No, I'll pay you to be a Dolphins fan.
So are we gonna do
New Dynasty?
Are we gonna do AAF pigskin picks here?
No, before we do that, let me just real quick give you some players. So here's some players you might know. Some have more than one. Arizona Hotshots quarterback Trevor Knight. Atlanta Legends, you got quarterback Aaron Murray, quarterback Matt Sims, and wide receiver Stephen Hill. Birmingham Iron, you got quarterback Blake Sims, quarterback Scott Tolzien, running back Trent Richardson. Remember him?
I remember Tolzien. It was
Trent Richardson is in this league.
Richardson is in this league.
Oh my gosh! This is just
Alabama.
Yep. Well, so is Blake Sims.
Cornerback Ja'Cory Shepherd, and kicker. This is big. Although kickers, you can't kick field goal. Oh, you can kick field goals.
Just can't do kickoffs. No kickoffs.
Nick Novak. Yeah. Okay, back in the day.
All right.
Memphis Express.
Mike Singletary.
This guy was in the NFL 6 months ago. Christian Hackenberg, quarterback.
Appropriate last name.
Also quarterback, Zach Mettenberger.
We got a quarterback controversy in Memphis.
Running back, Zach Stacy. Remember him?
Yeah.
A cup of coffee?
I don't remember him.
And wide receiver, Chris Givens. Remember him, too? Did he play for Houston or Tennessee?
Yes.
If I remember. I don't have any of this in front of me. Just the Orlando Apollos. America's
this is Steve Spurrier,
the new Patriots quarterback Garrett Gilbert. I know
Gilbert. Where's that from?
I want to say Missouri.
Sounds that's where I was going too. But
quarterback Stephen Morris,
another quarterback controversy.
I don't remember him.
The U,
really?
Did he go to the U?
Yeah, I think so.
Stephen Morris. Oh, I think you're right. Down to the dim time.
Yeah.
wide receiver.
The U. Woo-hoo.
Yeah, okay. Wide receiver Frankie Hammond and defensive back Will Hill. All right.
Not jogging the old memory on
Salt Lake Stallions. Quarterback B.J. Daniels. Quarterback Garrett Grayson. And running back Matt Asiata.
Can't play.
Asiata.
Yeah.
Asiata.
Yeah, he had a year for the... In the NFL, who was it with? Was it the Chargers?
Chargers, Rams?
He had a year.
All right. So a couple more. San Antonio Commanders, quarterback Marquise Williams. I remember the name. I forget where he was from. Running back David Cobb. I remember him.
Hmm.
And running back Darrell Richardson.
Their head coach is Mike Riley.
Yeah. And the San Diego fleet finally quarterback Josh Johnson. Remember him?
Didn't Mike Riley leave his job 2 years ago at, was it Washington?
I think so.
Or Washington State. And that's when they hired Mike Leach. He left that job to go coach this deal.
Yeah, I think so.
Like years in advance.
The San Diego fleet, quarterback Josh Johnson and running back Bishop Sankey.
Josh Johnson started some games in the NFL for the Redskins last year.
Offensive genius Mike Martz, their head coach.
Yes. So, based on those names.
Are you really globbing on to Orlando as your team?
I am.
Is Orlando the Patriots for you?
No, Orlando is the local team, so I'm going to latch
on to
them.
Well, what if I wanted to do that because they're the local team? I can't now. I have to oppose you.
If there was something close to New England, I'd take that one, but I can't, so I'm going with my state I live in now, proudly call home in Florida. So I'm going with Orlando Apollos. Here's what I'm doing. You should go.
I got an idea. Here's what I'm doing.
All right.
Two things. Geographically speaking, Memphis is the closest to Detroit.
However,
my home. So I will pick my, and I do like Mike Singletary.
I'll give you a choice. You can either go Memphis or San Diego, since you lived in Los Angeles.
I did live in Los Angeles.
It was a couple hours.
And Mike Martz, former Lions coach.
Yes.
Right?
It's a one-time only deal.
Dang.
I'm adopting Orlando and Steve Spurrier.
San Diego fleet. I don't know, man. I got to think this over. I'm thinking I'm going.
Asiata was for the Vikings. Thank you, Texters.
And the Lions, too, I think.
I think I'm going Memphis. Chris, who's your home? Who's your Dolph? Who's your Fins
up? This is ridiculous. I'm from Florida.
Yeah, I think you should come in.
I should be the Apollos.
I agree. I'm making an executive decision.
No, my team won the Super Bowl. I get first pick.
All right, well.
I think. Oh, you got to go Birmingham, Alabama, dude.
Oh yeah,
I can't do that. I can't do that. I'm looking at Iron.
No. Iron,
I'm looking at. They're silver and black.
You're going Birmingham.
That's not fair. That's ridiculous.
It makes sense for the show.
You can go Orlando too.
You're a former Alabama student.
Actually, you can't go Orlando.
You got to go Birmingham. You don't want to go Atlanta.
Atlanta, Birmingham, Memphis, or Orlando.
I really like the Atlanta logo.
Really?
It's purple and gold. Sharp.
You're going to stay in the East, right? You don't want a West. You're not going to adopt a West Coast team.
Maybe I will.
Arizona.
Spite.
Salt Lake City, San Antonio, or San Diego.
Hey, what color's Memphis' logo before I fully
Memphis's
jump on?
Logo.
Silver and blue?
Is,
red, white, and blue.
Yes.
That's very patriot-like.
It's like a navy blue as well. It is very Patriot-esque.
Oh, I don't know.
It actually looks more Texan-esque, doesn't it? Let's be honest.
It's the same colors.
Chris, of all the logos, and I haven't really looked at the logos.
Orlando looks like Salt Lake Stallions. Orlando's got Denver
Silver
colors.
And blue?
It's royal blue, light blue, and silver. So it's not your Honolulu blue,
but it's not.
Very close.
Dennis Erickson's the head coach there. Ooh. He's kind of washed up.
Not really.
All right, so let's redo this. Pete, you're Memphis. Craig, you're Salt Lake. I'll take Orlando.
That sounds good.
No!
I think that's what we should do.
No!
I think that's
what
we
I don't
do.
Base my
loyalty. All right, hold on. Let me look at the
team.
All right, I'll go with Arizona.
Why?
Because they have the best odds to win the championship.
They have odds?
How is that possible?
How are odds possible? We haven't played a game.
Because of Trevor Knight, the quarterback?
They got odds. You want to hear them?
Sure.
All right, Arizona Hotshots, your favorite at plus 250.
Okay.
Then you got Orlando and San Antonio. Orlando's at plus 300.
Uh-huh.
All right.
San Antonio's plus 400.
Uh-huh.
Salt Lake plus 500. Okay. Memphis and San Diego plus 600. Uh-huh. Atlanta plus 800. And Birmingham plus 1200. I have no idea how they came up with these, but there you go.
You knew that in advance, and that's why you fought hard to not root for Birmingham, even though I tried to assign it to you.
Bingo.
Birmingham has probably the most players recognized. They have Blake Sims, Scott Tolzien, Trent Richardson, Jacory Shepard, and Nick Novak. You're the only one with a kicker of any noteworthy
Are you
team.
Telling me out of the eight teams, Memphis is ranked fifth according to Vegas?
Yeah.
That sounds about right. I'm a Lions fan. All right, sign me up.
Middle of the road.
I'm Memphis.
No, you're Salt Lake City.
Wait a minute.
No, you can't be. No, he's Memphis.
He's Salt Lake. Salt Lake is silver and blue.
Now, we're not going by color.
Yeah, but Memphis is closest to Detroit.
No, I thought we decided you're Salt Lake, Craig. Pete, you're Memphis now because it's Patriot color, and I get Orlando.
No.
All right, fine.
No.
I'll go with my odds-on favorite. Who are they?
Arizona.
Arizona. Let's go Hot Shots.
You know what? You are.
I'm a Hot Shot.
That's a good name
for
you.
That's appropriate. I'm going to buy a hat.
Salt Lake Stanley, Memphis Express. I'm going with Memphis. I'm going with Memphis. That's the team I root for now.
I'm going with Spurs in Orlando.
Craig, I mean, these helmets are silver and blue. I mean,
well, I'm coming,
Salt Lake
hold
is
on.
Your team.
I'm the Apollo. Look at my guy. I got like a Greek god with an arrow.
Keep I'm going to pull I'm up the team website right here.
Okay.
Pete, you got to look at these uniforms. I mean, they are the Alliance's version.
I'm looking at
they're the Lions, Craig.
I'm looking at the helmets.
Right
I'm
That's
looking
it.
At the what? You're talking about the Stallions?
Well, I got both of you talking to me right now. You need Memphis?
Yeah, Memphis is red, white, and blue, but it looks more like Houston colors.
So yeah, that's... Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
All right.
Talked him out of it.
Yeah.
Good.
Apollo has Denver colors,
that's
really.
That's appropriate.
But the Orlando right. Apollos.
I'm a hot shot. Let's pick some games.
All right. Really hideous colors for your team, though.
All right, I'm changing my allegiance. I am I'm a Stallion, which sounds about right. Salt Lake, baby.
Because of the colors?
Yeah, I couldn't do it. It was too Patriot-like. And even had like a jet flying over. It was very patriotic.
All right, let's pick some games here, huh?
Let's do it. We need some odds.
All right.
First of all, what are the odds? So San Diego at San Antonio, and then we'll come back. Well, give me the
There's four games this week.
The point spreads on San Diego and
San Antonio. Be four games maximum.
So San Antonio is a 5-point favorite.
Over who?
San Diego.
San Diego.
The Battle of the San.
Okay.
Let me look at
Atlanta and Orlando. What's the point spread on that?
Orlando's a 5.5-point favorite.
All right. Gosh, we are degenerate. All right, Memphis and Birmingham. What's the point spread there?
Birmingham -1.
-1. And finally, your Hot Shots are hosting Salt Lake. We're going head to head in the first game.
Oh, I love it. Hot Shots, a 4.5-point favorite.
Wow. All right. Do we have music?
Well, I don't have it queued up yet.
All right, okay, that's all right. I'll buy you some time.
So San Antonio's 5.5, you said?
Yes. No, San Antonio's 5. 5.
San Antonio's 5. All right.
Yeah.
So Chris has adopted Arizona.
Yes.
I'm Orlando, and you're...
I'm Salt Lake City, baby. Go Stallions.
Okay.
All right.
But your team is playing...
I'm playing Chris's team right out of the bat. So we got some Skittles on this, too. We got bragging rights on Monday.
My team is heavily favored. I did not know that. Right off the bat, so they're obviously dominant.
Is this going to be like the same kind of passion when we come in here on Monday and our teams played each
worse.
Other like Dolphins and
much worse.
Lions and Patriots?
Much worse.
Here we go. Time for the AAF, Alliance of American Football, Pigskin Picks on Sheeman and Shepherd, the inaugural version, I guess.
This is exciting, guys.
This is it. We are breaking new ground right here on the airwaves of Southwest Florida. Our first game on Saturday night, the San Diego Fleet traveling all the way to San Antonio to take on the Commanders. The Commanders are 5-point favorites. Shall I go first, like tradition, or shall we mix it up this
time? Winners first.
All right. Here we go. The Craig Man. Commanders. 5-point favorite. Two good coaches here. Mike Martz versus Mike Riley. Offensive-minded gurus. Mm. I'm going to take the home team on this one because I really have nothing else. So I'll take San Antonio to cover the 5. Wrong, sir.
Wrong, sir. The only guy I remember really is Josh Johnson. I'm taking him. And Bishop Sankey, because I know Josh, what he's accomplished, which isn't a lot, but it's more than a lot of other people on this list. I'm going with the Fleet to go in and wreak havoc on those Alamo Dome frauds.
Now, Chris, you sucked out loud on your pigskin picks during the National Football League. This is your chance to make your mark with the AAF. Who are you going with, San Diego or San Antonio?
This is tough.
He's trying to squeeze in some studying in between picks. I can see him working over there.
No, I really like the group of tight ends that San Diego is going to go in there with Ball, Johnson, and Escobar. Yes, Gavin Escobar, former Cowboy.
Oh, all right.
How about them Cowboys?
There we go. Give me the Fleet going in. I'll take the 5.
All right. God. Next, the Atlanta Legends. quarterback Aaron Murray leading the way as they go on the road to take on the Orlando Apollos, coached by Steve Spurrier, and quarterback Garrett Gilbert.
Yeah.
Orlando, a 5.5-point favorite here. You know, Atlanta's a loser town in all of its sports. And I think it's going to trickle down to this league as well. I think Spurrier, the offensive genius, will see what he can do with this league against second-rate defensive players. Give me the Apollos of Orlando to cover the 5.5.
Smart man. Why? Because of Spurrier. Why? Because they have a quarterback from the U. Stephen Morris is on the team. He may be starting. We're going to see him. Wide receiver Frankie Hammond. D-back Will Hill will wreak havoc on the Atlanta Legends. Aaron Murray, Matt Sims, Stephen Hill. No way. Spurrier. Not only that, I will predict this. Do we have totals?
The over-under?
I don't think I have totals.
I that would be ridiculous. Orlando runs up the score and scores 70. Spurrier is going to run it up and make his authority, his presence known right off the bat.
All right.
All right.
Chris, who you got? Chris.
Yeah, I got the rosters pulled up here. A lot of Florida, Florida States, Miami, UCFs on the Orlando roster.
Love it.
You got a lot of your Georgias, your Tennessees. But remember, this wasn't good Georgia. This was Mark Richt Georgia underperforming Georgia.
Yeah.
We'll make it a clean sweep. The Apollos kick off their franchise with a dominating double-digit point victory.
Very good. All right.
I agree.
Moving on to the Sunday games. Yes, we have Sunday games. The Memphis Express, coached by Mike Singletary, on the road taking on the Birmingham Iron. Birmingham at home, only a 1-point favorite. You know what that means for Vegas? Vegas thinks Memphis is better, but it's a home game for Birmingham. I'm going to flip a coin on this one. I'm going to go with the home team to cover and a squeaker. I'll take Birmingham. Go Iron.
Wow. Well, Dopey's like, tell Pete it's wreak havoc, not crack havoc. Yeah. Shut up, Dopey.
It's whatever we say it is.
I'll wreck and wreak havoc it all. Right then, I'll poop all over wherever I want to poop all over. Where are we? Memphis? Memphis Express. Yeah, I'll tell you, Christian Hackenberg. Got to love him. Birmingham, I don't know. What's the line? One. I am going to go with Memphis. Going to go with the Hackster.
All right.
The Hackenberger and the Mettenberger.
Chris, what say you?
Wrong, sir. These are two of the most disappointing quarterback prospects we've seen in an awful long time, that being Mettenberger and Hackenberg. Blake Sims, one of my favorite Alabama quarterbacks
of all
time. Oh, my
God. Watch out for the lightning bolts.
He was fantastic. Won an SEC championship with the Tide like every other quarterback. This is a blowout, folks. The wrong team is favored. No, wait. What? The right team is favored. Birmingham, that's a tough place to go into and win.
Those fans, that'll be rabid.
Guarantee that.
All right, Craig, who'd you pick?
I picked Birmingham in this one. You're the only one going with Memphis.
Okay.
In our final Sunday game, the late game on Sunday, Salt Lake Stallions. This has been I've been deemed to be a fan of this team. This is the closest to the Lions logo that we have.
Surprised they allowed them to have the name Stallions in Salt Lake.
Dennis Erickson, quarterback B.J. Daniels, going into Arizona. You know what's tough to do in this league? Going on the road to Arizona to take on the Hotshots, who are 4.5-point favorites in this one. Here's the deal. In true fashion, as if this were the NFL, and I would be betting with my favorite team, I will predict them to lose their first game because it's a road game against the Hotshots, Chris's team. So I'm going to take Arizona to beat my beloved, lifelong fanhood, Salt Lake Stallions. Give me Arizona in 5.
Wrong, sir. I will not go against the former U coach, Dennis Erickson. Salt Lake City will somehow, some way, scratch and claw and find their way to a backdoor cover in this game. Salt Lake City, what, plus 5.5?
4.5.
No, yeah. Arizona's a 4.5-point favorite here.
I will take Salt Lake City.
All right. Chris, going with your hot shots?
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you the player to keep your eye on in this game, because it's not often you go into a game talking about the kicker. But Nick Folk, big game experience. Yeah. He's got a huge leg. Quite frankly, he should be in the NFL, not in the Elite Alliance. But he's going to prove this season, MVP of the game. He's going to kick 5 field goals. Mark the tape. 442. 5 field goals, Nick Folk.
Nick Folk is on that team. Wow.
Arizona Hot Shots win the game. Cover the 4.5.
Oh, I'm feeling
good. And it's the first step on the way to the championship
game. What is it called? What is it called? The AAF Bowl?
Now, I got to tell you, we kind of did this on a whim at the last second.
But we're going to do it every Friday.
Judging from the text lines, judging from the Stony Brook Golf Club text line, our audience absolutely loves this segment. This is going to be a weekly at 4:30 for the next 10 weeks. There you go.
Absolutely.
You know what? And now I'm interested in the Alliance.
And the winner gets sandwiches. You know, the losers have to give
up
sandwiches.
No, here's how we do it. There are no winners in this game. There's just one loser. The loser buys sandwiches for the two winners.
Okay.
Sounds good at the end of the
season. Remember, this tie. It could be a lot of ties in this league.
All
ties count.
Very good. That's what we do on Sheeman and Sheeman.
Alrighty.
Check out whatever ridiculous Twitter poll we're running at 99.3 ESPN Radio. Now it's Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN.
Sheeman and Shepherd on a Friday on 99.3 ESPN. We have tapped into a whole new thing here.
Yeah.
The Alliance of American Football, and we jokingly kind of just did our pigskin picks, although we really enjoyed it, got a rush out of it, and our audience did as well, according to our text hits. And now audience members are starting their own fantasy football league for AAF football, which debuts this weekend.
It's got to be a tough draft, huh?
Yeah, I would think so. And do you go quarterback early? Do you go wide receiver? Chris, you had some, and literally the reason we did this is because we saw that there are lines on the games. So
yeah.
People are going to be betting on them. Games that nobody knows anything about. Chris, you said you had a list of some.
Which is the best.
Yeah.
That's just, if you're betting on these games this weekend,
yeah,
we've got problems.
Oh, maybe.
I mean,
there are prop bets, though, you were telling
I'll
me.
I'll be right there with you.
Oh, yeah,
but yeah.
Prop bets are great.
What are some of the prop bets?
All right, so you've got over under, you know, win totals for all the teams.
Most prop bets, you need an attorney.
Yeah, Arizona Hot Shots, their most wins at 6.5. They anticipate Birmingham to have the lowest win total there at 3.5. Wow. Remember, 10 weeks, right?
How do you come up with that?
How? Do you put players' college stats into a little computer and they spit out, or what?
Now all of these bets, I guess, they're all according to CBS Sports, at least for the attendance numbers. So you can bet on the attendance for the Apollos and Legends. That's Orlando and Atlanta on Saturday night on CBS. Mm. 26,000. I would go the under.
26,000. What does that stadium hold? That's where Central Florida plays. What does that hold? It's a little bigger than that.
Bounce house?
Yeah.
I thought it was close to 40. Over 40.
I thought it was 40 to... It wasn't 50, but I don't know.
I want to say 45, right?
I mean, it's up there. They get good crowds.
45, 300.
The over-under is 26. Mm-hmm. And you say take it a little under? Why do you say that?
No. Saturday night, Orlando. I don't think people are going to go watch football. I think they're going to go out.
Okay. The weather will be nice.
Spurrier's a big attraction.
Spurrier
on a Saturday night.
We'll see. And then the other game.
When's it, Daytona?
Oh,
the following.
The 17th.
Right. Okay.
And then the other game on Saturday night's the Commanders against the Fleet, which is San Antonio against San Diego.
That's probably in the Alamo Dome?
28,000 the total for that, which from what I've heard, the San Antonio franchise has had to send more merchandise to the area because they sold out.
I can believe it.
I believe it. I actually believe
I like that,
that an NFL franchise could work in San Antonio. Remember, the Saints played there for a year when they were displaced by the hurricane, and they sold out every game.
The Cowboys had their the first ever Hard Knocks was there. But I'll tell you, but traffic though, Craig, getting, you know how it is over there. It's a beautiful, the river.
Saturday night. Saturday afternoon. Yeah. Or, no, well, no, I guess it's just one time zone back.
No, that's I think San Antonio will be very supportive of this team, having lived in Texas
for
7 years. I think so.
All right. Will any AAF player or team be investigated for match fixing, wager fixing, prop fixing in 2019?
Now, why do you think that is on there?
Because these aren't professional athletes that are getting paid millions and millions. And
they are professional.
Well, they are professional. They're not getting paid millions and millions. So if they can make $1 million and fix a game, they'll do it.
Hmm. All right.
And the last prop.
I'm going to say no.
Last prop bet that I have is total years of existence beginning in 2019.
Was it over under at 3 or 2?
Four and a half.
I'm going over.
Over is -140. Under is +110.
Ooh. I'm going over.
I think this league has at least a solid 2 years. I don't know what happens after that.
Well, I'd have to look and see. See what the TV contract is.
Oh, yeah.
If you've got a four-year TV contract, that might be why it's set at 4.5.
That's good insider information.
Wow. It's just me thinking out loud here.
You're probably spot on to that. So, wow, four-year commitment from CBS. That's a lot.
That's why I think it's going to last longer.
Well, that's the first thing you need in place is a TV deal.
Gaining momentum just for the amount of pub it's gotten on this show the last hour.
Yeah.
No doubt about that.
We killed it.
That's we should be in Orlando. They should send us out there to toss the coin.
I like your thinking.
Why not?
It's a good idea.
Why wouldn't we?
All right, we will continue to peruse it. By the way, when we come back, let us update our Twin Peaks Twitter poll. One of the things was, are you going to watch AAF football? Or, that's redundant. The Alliance of American Football, which I will never get straight.
You want right now?
No, we'll do it at the top when we come back. And also, we were actually talking NASCAR because the Daytona 500 is next weekend. Do you actually know that
Austin Dillon
was the winner of the Daytona 500 last year, yes or no? We'll update the results, and we'll get our 5 o'clock hour on the way and get you on the way for the weekend. It's Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.